Everybody, welcome inside the UPMC Rooney Sports Complex. We're back. I'm sure y'all missed Labs and Tunch from our short hiatus.
I have a question.
What?
It's not Victory Monday, but it's not a loss Monday either.
It's kind of a victory in my book, right?
That's my question. I need that clarified because I want to know.
It's still a Steeler Monday.
I want to know my mood. I need to know what kind of mood I should be
glass
in.
Half full.
Let me give you a little taste. I just watched 2 hours of film on the Indianapolis Colts. You should be happy.
All right.
So let me just give you a little mood, a little mood swing there.
However, it is a little rainy today in Pittsburgh, and it was rainy on Wednesday, and Coach Shumlin took the team to Dave & Buster's, but today, no luck. They had a bonus day of practice coming off the bye, 4 days off. They did take it inside, however, so no practice report until Wednesday. We'll kind of get things going back to normal starting tomorrow with Coach Shumlin's press conference at noon. But here's the guys post-bye back at practice. And
you see when you're watching this, you see smiles. You see laughter, you know? Not that I'm sounding bitter, but in my day, nobody was laughing. And there was none of that. There was no laughter. And guess what? Not only was there no Dave and Buster's?
Dave and Buster's.
Yeah, there was no Dave. Yeah. That was Damon and Buster's. There was no Dave and Buster's. We never went anywhere. I thought maybe we would have gone to games and that on the south side we had no place to go.
Stay off his lawn.
Yeah.
Man, I thought a bye week would make this less harsh today, but apparently we're back to our old form, and that's okay.
We're back to reality.
We are back to reality. All right, Coach Shumlin has his press conference tomorrow. As I said, let's take a look at the list of potential injuries that could be brought up that we will want to keep an eye on throughout the week. Of course, Stephon Tuitt, Marcus Gilbert, Vance McDonald, three guys who did not play in Detroit. Of course, you'd love to have them back for the second half of the season. Mike Mitchell, Chris Hubbard, and Sean Davis were injured in-game, so no real we don't have an update on them yet, and that's fine. Maybe tomorrow we'll get one, and as the week goes on with the practice report, we'll learn a little bit more about each of those guys' availability.
Yeah, what you don't like to see, though, is if you look at the far left, the position designation, you don't like to see, multiples of the same position designation. And there you see two T's and two S's. And to me, that's a reason to live in my fears on a Monday where the Steelers didn't lose on Sunday.
Come on. You saw Marcus Gilbert practicing. You saw Stephon Tuitt practicing.
Two T's,
S's. Don't worry about it. It's just a report. There's a lot of guys on the report. Look at Stephon Tuitt looks happy. I mean, he's ready to go. Look, there's Marcus Gilbert. He's already taped up and ready to go. Look, he's already stretching. And, these guys are going to be ready to play. Look, you only got 8 games left, right? Only 8 games. Look at Vance McDonald.
Hopefully more than 8 games.
Yeah, right. Well, 8 regular season games. And they're doing their drills. Marcus Gilbert's practicing. Looks good. Looks fine. Got the hands ready to go. We're back. And Chris Hubbard's on the other side. So there's two T's that are practicing against one another. Don't worry about it.
All right. Well, let me do one better for you, Labs. Maybe this will make you feel a little bit better. Let's hear from some of the players who were on that list from themselves.
Andrews feels good. Came in at the right time. Unfortunately, I had a setback. And then bye week was much needed. So took advantage of it, went back home, got some treatment, saw my trainer. And I'm feeling more confident than I have before. So just taking this slowly, one game at a time. I'm going to gradually build up my reps during the week. And then by the end of the week, I should be fine. And game time Sunday.
This is a go week. Monday, as of today, just go out there and see how it is. And it felt great. Everybody was communicating well with our trainers, our coaches, and everybody knew. And I came out there, ran full speed like I knew I can, had power. Get off was great. Just felt great to be back my old self again.
Did that help, Labs?
Not really.
No.
I mean, because we've talked about this before with hamstrings.
Right.
Marcus. You feel like it's okay. Marcus Gilbert even was active and started
right.
the game.
Yeah.
And didn't
tweaked
make
it again.
Right. So,
get off your lawn.
Can I tell you something? The only guy on that list that worries me miss is Marcus Gilbert because it's only been 2 weeks since the last tweak. And so, he said, I'm going to ease into it and
work my reps
up. and I should be ready by the end of the week. I hope that's the case.
If it's turf.
Yeah, right. You know, and because Chris Hubbard has been playing really well in his absence. And so that's one of the guys. Like, first, Stephon Tuitt doesn't worry me. You know, you strain your back, it comes back. And when it comes back all the way. Hammies are very, very delicate injuries because they may feel good and you're never quite sure. Is it good? Is it, you know, and then you start going about your business and sometimes you can re-aggravate it. And that's the only thing that if I'm Marcus Gilbert, I want to make sure that there's no stiffness, there's no tightness, there's no even dull pain. Let the thing heal completely.
All right. Hopefully we'll find out more tomorrow for Coach Tomlin's press conference. We're going to take a quick break. Labs, it is a victory Monday. The Steelers did not win. They did not lose. They stayed 6-2 over
the
weekend.
But they increased their lead in the division.
They did,
even
but I was going to say, not a good weekend for the rest of the AFC North. We'll talk about the weekend that we got to enjoy from our couches coming up right after the break.